Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builders Show. I'm really glad you're here. I'm Marty Wolf, and alongside my sidekick, Kerry Carney, and our producer, Tom Jenkins, we deliver tips to help you build your business and your career. The show's for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals who seek excellence. These tips we talk about include ideas on technology, sales and marketing, innovation, finance, personal development, and today we are going to spend time talking about how to build a business plan that will actually get funded. What a concept. Our guest today is Sheree Warwick, and she wrote the book. It's kind of a long one, but listen, because it's a good setup for our discussion. Sheree's book is Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed, subtitle, How Successful Entrepreneurs and Inventors Position their companies to receive financing from banks, angel investors, and venture capitalists. So we're also going to talk about why your life needs a mission statement, and we're also going to review some interesting quotes from Jeff Bezos of Amazon. I think everybody knows that name now, and those quotes may get you thinking about, you know, what you think about business and how you think about business, but kind of set the stage for our discussion with Sheree on a business plan, Kerry and Tom. We found an article of why your life needs a mission statement. Now, you know what? I can already see some eyes glazing over in the audience because they probably have heard this stuff a thousand times before. And so we're going to try to make this as real as possible, Kerry, so that people really connect with it. And I think the opening statement beyond the title of the article that this person, the person who wrote the article, her name is Lisa Evans, and here's what she says. The same strategies used to create a business plan can tell if you're on the right track in your career and business life. The same strategies you use to create a business plan can tell if you're on the right track in your career and personal life. That is to have a personal mission statement, just like you'd have a business plan.
I think a lot of the same markers that a business has to use present themselves in a personal life: finance, happiness, health, you know, how you're taking care of the business, how you're taking care of your own personal needs.
Right. So we're going to toggle back and forth between the business plan, which we're going to go in depth with Sheree with the interview, and your personal mission statement or your personal mission. Like you said, Kerry, it kind of connects. And unfortunately, some of us might wake up in the morning and maybe not be all charged up. And maybe we may actually sometimes feel exhausted, and sometimes we may actually think, what's the point of all this? What are we doing this all for? And a poll that we referred to before, Kerry, we talk about this Gallup's poll about the state of the American workplace. Kind of staggering numbers that only...
Yeah, we've talked about it before, and the biggest part I got was engagement, disengagement of the American workforce.
Right. And the numbers are 30% of American workers feel engaged, only 30%. And a vast majority, or 70%, feel they aren't reaching their full potential. 70% of folks feel they aren't reaching their full potential. So,
and within that 70, I think it was in the 30s of that 70% are totally going in the opposite direction.
Completely disengaged.
Completely disengaged.
Right. So this Lisa Evans, who wrote the article, talks about some information from an author named Allison Rim, R-I-M-M. She wrote a book called The Joy of Strategy, A Business Plan for Life. And she says, she's encouraging us. She says, you can, in fact, create a great personal mission statement that connects, you know, your life to your business and to your career. And what's her background? Well, she spent a lot of time, this Allison Rim, as a senior executive at the Massachusetts General Hospital, and she was the vice president of strategic planning and information management. That's kind of a big job.
Absolutely.
And she would often have people come to her when they would say, hey, Allison, you know, do you think I should take this promotion? Do you think this is going, you think this step or this movement is taking me in the right direction? And she would often respond to say, well, what is the direction you want to take in life? And people sometimes did not have the answer. So as we've already said, the idea here is to take the same concepts that you would in business plan, and apply them to your individual life and create a mission statement for your life. And Carrie, we both have reviewed several times The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And if there's any place to go that's kind of the Bible of creating a mission statement, that's probably it.
Yeah. In fact, I brought my copy with me today of Covey's 7 Habits. And in there, Viktor Frankl, which I'm sure our audience knows who he is, he has a quote saying, "We detect rather than invent our missions in life." And I thought that was so appropriate that with Miss Rhymes is asking the subordinate she has at her office, should I take this or shouldn't I take this? She's asking them to reflect on what they want out of life to see if it fits into their new position or a new goal they may have.
And Allison said, not having a direction is the number one mistake we often make in our careers or in our personal lives. So let's talk about, you know, some ideas that she's throwing out in terms of helping you develop this mission statement. And one of the first things she says is, fantasize about your perfect day or week. Now, that, again, is like taking us down where you think you're going to be sitting on a beach. And that's not necessarily what we're talking about. Fantasize meaning, well, think about maybe doing a random act of kindness, maybe mentoring someone, or maybe reading or learning about your hobbies. She also suggests list your passions. That is, you may like to teach. You may like carpentry. You may like you may be thinking about and trying to move towards your college degree, like something I saw in our local paper, Carrie, and there was a 79-year-old gentleman that is graduating college with his grandson. So I assume that this gentleman fantasized that every day of the week. His passion was to get his degree. I think that really explains it. That makes it concrete, I think.
Absolutely. With you know, and in there, there's probably a pursuit of a talent he had that mm-hmm. he wanted to really achieve and get it fulfilled.
Yeah, so she talks about identify your talents. You may feel comfortable being a teacher. You may be really good at persuading others to join a committee to get something done. That's identifying your talents. You may have made a real successful sales presentation recently. You're really good at it. Just think about those things. And then consider your core values. And again, this goes back to 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And core values are like principles. Things like good health, being kind, fairness, having total integrity. So let's review them quickly. In terms of building your personal mission statement, think about what your perfect day or week would look like, list what you're passionate about, identify your talents, consider your core values. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will have our guest, Cherie Warwick, as our special guest. And she's going to talk about creating business plans that get financed. You're listening to The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom15.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number, 15.com. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom15.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Don't wait for the next repair. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. If your vehicle is less than 12 years old, has less than 130,000 miles, even if it's out of warranty, paying for car repairs can become a thing of the past. Call us right now and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Get protection and no more repair bills. Call 877-239-2005. Again, 877-239-2005. That's 877-239-2005. 877-239-2005.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. Our special guest today is Cherie Warrick. Cherie is a national speaker, expert, and author of the book, Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed. Cherie Warrick wrote the book for business owners to use as a handbook for creating business plans that banks, angel investors, and venture capitalists actually put money into. What a concept, Cherie. Her strategies are praised by numerous angel investors and commercial bankers, including Barbara Corcoran of the hit TV show Shark Tank, and others, other angel investors. So, Cherie Warrick, thanks for joining us on the Business Builders Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted.
Well, I love this topic because business plans are kind of getting a bad rap. I don't want to jump ahead here, but they're getting a bad rap. I read your book. I met you a few months ago. You did a great presentation, and it was great. So, okay, let's get started. So, how did you become this expert in writing business plans to raise capital, which is critically important for small business owners? How did you become the expert?
It is critically important, and I became an expert trial by fire. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I was part of a family business, and my mother was the CEO. She was in business for a few years, decided that she wanted to expand her company, decided that she wanted to get a bank loan, and she said, I put you through school, you have a master's degree, you write the business plan.
Mom took over.
Mom has always been in charge, but I didn't really have a choice.
Okay.
So while I had written business plans in school, you know, generic business plans, I had never written one for raising capital. And my family's livelihood depended on me being able to perform. So I pulled together what I could in terms of information from Google, Amazon, SBA, showed it to a mentor of mine with 40 years experience. He said, make these changes and submit it. And the bank said it was one of the best business plans that they had ever read.
Wow. How about that?
After that, I just became fascinated with why certain entrepreneurs can raise millions and millions of dollars and most entrepreneurs can't raise a dime. In fact, I just read a statistic that said that 57%, this was from the SBA, 57% of entrepreneurs do not know how to raise capital. Yet the number one reason that most small businesses go out of business is not because they don't have a great product or service, it's because they lack cash flow. So why aren't we as business owners learning this critical skill? And I decided to write this book after speaking with tons of bankers and angel investors and entrepreneurs who were successful in raising capital and seeing the commonalities in what they were saying so that we as entrepreneurs can become educated in this very important skill.
Well, that was a great entrepreneurial story, just the way you started. You know, you had to
out of necessity learn something, but we often talk about the fact that that's what happens, but you got to study, you got to work hard, and you make something happen, and you did. Boy, there's a huge need for what you're doing. Now, here's a challenge I'll throw out you. I mean, I'm hearing all the time, and quite frankly, I have some clients that are struggling. They're saying banks, they're simply not giving out money. Like, what's the story? Is this, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree, and I will tell you why. Over the last 5 years, and this is including during the recession, banks on average annually have given small businesses over $200 billion annually. Annually. But on the flip side of that, 70.35% of bank loan applications are denied. So it's not that the bank is not lending. I hate to say it crudely, it's just that they're not lending to that specific entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few reasons why the banks may not lend. And a couple of them, well, let's, if you don't mind, I'd like to tell you the top three reasons why banks don't lend. Number one, you have inadequate collateral. You don't have enough collateral to support the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not much the bank or I can do for you in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you don't have enough, a good enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not much the bank can do for you, not much I can do for you. Or number three, you have poor showing of cash flow. You don't show that you have enough cash flow to support the loan payments month after month, year after year.
Mm.
So let me give you a great story. There was an entrepreneur in Maryland who had been in business for 40 years. He went to 9 banks and received 9 no's. Finally, the 9th banker said, you need to go and see this individual who happened to be a mentor of mine in order to redo your business plan. After the business plan was redone, he received 4 yeses. 4 offers from 4 different banks. His credit didn't change. His collateral didn't change. What changed was the proof that he could repay that loan and that he knew what he was going to do with that money.
Okay, so let me understand that. So because the plan was so well done that you kind of overcame some of the challenges because the plan was so well thought out, am I accurate there?
Yes, because the bank wants to know that you are going to be able to take that dollar and turn it into $10 or $20 or $50. And if you as the entrepreneur are not able to articulate what you're going to do with that money and how you are going to be able to pay the bank month after month, the bank does not want to take your collateral. They want to know, they want their money. They want their payment.
Mm-hmm.
In that business plan, you show, here's how we're going to be able to pay you back.
Hmm. So, obviously, like we're saying, you know, a great business plan, well, isn't it? It's amazing. It comes down to communication, effective communication presented in the correct way.
You know,
as you're speaking, I'm thinking about, well, how do we overcome some of these things, these inadequate collateral or poor credit? And I don't want to go down a whole other track, but I suppose some people would think about bringing on partners. Is that an unfair track to take you down a little bit, or can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure, I can speak to that. One of the reasons why I also help companies get angel money is because not everybody has good credit. As an entrepreneur, many of us don't have the best credit.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Yeah.
So this is something that you can overcome by going after an angel investor versus a bank, and knowing that you are not necessarily bankable because you don't have enough collateral or you don't have enough credit, which means that you need to find an angel investor willing to put that $300,000 into your business.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to know how to pitch yourself, pitch your business, show that you're a strong leader in order to get the money from the angel investor. And they're not as difficult to find as people think they are.
Angel investors are not that hard to find?
They're not that hard to find.
Ah.
You know, the average angel investor makes $90,000 a year in this country.
Fascinating.
They're in your church. They're your current customers. How many people have current customers that say, wow, if you ever need, if you ever think of expanding, call me. I'd really like to be a part of this business.
Boy, that's great information. Let me repeat that. The average angel investor makes, or averages $90,000 a year, and they're investing in companies?
Mm-hmm. They are.
Wow.
They are. A lot of angel investors are successful entrepreneurs that want to give back. They have, you know, sold a company and maybe starting a new company, or, you know, they're serial entrepreneurs, but they want to give back, and this is the way that they mentor, and they put money into new companies. And not all angel investors invest in just tech companies. That's another myth.
Oh, well, we're going to get into some of the myths. We're kind of winding down the first segment, but let's absolutely talk about those myths, because it's stopping a lot of people before they're not even trying, because they believe something to be true, right?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
There's so many things that people make mistakes in terms of being entrepreneurs. So we do need to wrap up our first segment. We are speaking with Sherrie Warrick, and that's Warrick. And next segment, we'll talk about how they can reach you, Sherrie. But her book is Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed. And boy, we are really delivering some great lessons. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3108. That's 1-800-352-3108. Again, 1-800-352-3108.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment, and credit qualification require. Cancellation fee, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Only Dish brings you the best in entertainment for less than $20 a month. Cut the cable and don't get directed. Switch to Dish, because at just $19.99, Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. It's so simple. The same channels cost less with Dish. So since you can't see the difference, don't pay the difference. Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Get premium movie channels free for 3 months, starting at just $19.99. Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. Call now to save with Dish. Dial 1-877-312-6739. That's 1-877-312-6739. The same channels for less than $20 a month. Dish. Call 1-877-312-6739 for details.
Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. We are speaking with Sherrie Warrick, and her book is Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed. I'm having a blast. We're really delivering some strong lessons. We left off the last segment talking about some myths that entrepreneurs may be thinking, and then there's some mistakes that they typically make, entrepreneurs make, when writing their business plans and presenting them to investors. So let's get to some hard facts, Sherrie. Like, what are some myths and what are some mistakes that entrepreneurs sometimes make?
Well, I'm going to be a little unconventional here. And
okay.
Three, I think, huge, huge mistakes that entrepreneurs make. Number one is they don't understand the bank or the angel investors' risk concerns.
Mm.
These are the reasons why banks or angel investors say no. At the end of the day, for some reason, they do not believe they're going to get their money back.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And having what I call an investable business plan gives you the confidence to be able to pitch properly, to respond to those risk concerns. When the person says, well, have you thought about this? You can say, yes, I have, and here's how we're going to handle that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for confidence from you as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes into number two. You don't know how to clearly articulate your vision, your client attraction plan. How are you going to get paying customers through the door? Anybody can get free customers, you know, people who sign up for an app. But how are you going to get people to actually pay you and turn this into a revenue opportunity? And who's on your team that's actually going to be able to manage the clients and manage the operations of the business?
Mm-hmm.
And the number three is really the entrepreneur doesn't know his or her numbers. That is a huge, huge mistake.
That's a big one.
Yes.
That's a big
one. When I work with clients, there are pretty much about five or six numbers that I make sure that they know inside and out. They can wake up out of their sleep and know those numbers.
That's great.
And that gives the investor confidence that they actually know what they're talking about.
Yes. I want a lot of people to contact you. What's the best way for them to do that? Because I know you can help a lot of the entrepreneurs that listen to this show. How do they reach you?
Well, the best way is through a website that I have called HelpMeRaiseCash.com. HelpMeRaiseCash.com. When you come to that website, there is an opportunity for you to receive a 9-part free video series that's intensive training on how to create investable business plans.
I love the website. I love the website. Keep going. I'm sorry.
I was going to also say that you have an opportunity to reach out to me for my book on that website, for consulting on the website, or if you want us to write the business plan for you, because it takes me 50 hours to write an investable business plan. Mm. And I'm an expert. So it does take time, and I have several clients who just want me to write it for them and then coach them through the process, and we do that as well.
HelpMeRaiseCash.com. That's how you get a hold of Cherie Warwick. Okay, let's continue our discussion here. Jumping around a little bit on our notes here, because I want to get to a couple of key points I think are key points, because I've seen or heard or believe, and a lot of people believe, that the only people that get funded are these tech companies. You know, can a window manufacturer get funded? I mean, what's the story there?
Well, the number one, if you are concerned about this, I say watch Shark Tank.
Ah, okay.
Because when you watch Shark Tank and you watch week after week, it's very, very rare that a tech company actually goes on Shark Tank.
That's true.
It's usually products, right?
That's true, yes.
Most angel investors do not put money into companies they don't understand.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, most angel investors do not put money into tech because they don't really understand tech. They will put their money into a baked goods company that they actually have a product and can see, okay, we're going to put this product in Whole Foods and we're going to, you know, go on HSN in order to sell it.
Yes.
A lot of angel investors are able to grasp that concept a lot more than tech. The reason that people think that tech is so popular is because the media popularizes it with, you know, this company just sold for $3 billion.
It
gets the press. However, when you talk to your average angel investor, they're looking for good, solid businesses to put their money into.
Speaking of money, do you have some suggestions on where business owners can actually find sources of money? Do you have some recommendations?
I do. One of the things each state has is a list of angel investor groups.
Okay.
If you're looking for angel investors, banks, I mean, pretty much there are banks all over the place. But if you're looking for angel investors, you can either Google angel investor groups in your area.
Okay.
Or you can go to the state. Usually states will have a commerce site that will have angel investor groups listed.
Mm-hmm.
Another great way to find angel investors are business plan contests.
Oh,
and you never
okay.
know who's sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they come very quietly and very much undercover.
Uh-huh.
And then when they hear an idea that they really like, they come up to you afterwards.
Yes. That's great. You really are an expert.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, I'm impressed. I'm writing notes down here. You know, I mean, this is great.
But I will say that one of the best places is using your current customers.
Customers
that absolutely love you, that come in every week or every month and say, oh, wow, this is great. Saying to them simply, we are expanding our business and we're looking for some investment capital. If you're interested, I'd like to sit down and chat with you about it. Never, ever believe that the person that's driving the Lexus or the Benz is the one with the money. I always tell people to
yes.
talk to everybody, especially
yes.
the people in the Fords, you know,
yeah.
Because you'll be surprised who has money that if they really like you and your product or service, what they're willing to invest in you.
Cherie, believe it or not, we're kind of winding down, but I want to address, I know we're having a lot of fun, I want you to speak to the whole idea of crowdfunding, which is very popular today, and as far as I can tell, being successful. Address that.
Sure. Well, let me first of all say what crowdfunding is.
Okay.
Crowdfunding is getting a little bit of money from a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you have 50 people, that gives you $100 each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is crowdfunding.
Right.
There are different crowdfunding portals, and the portals are basically websites, and dependent on what you specialize in and what your business is, crowdfunding portal A may be better than crowdfunding portal B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it really is about you considering what your business is, how you're going to get the word out. You have to have a social network already developed in order to be successful with crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
You really should have a great story, which is why you want to have your business plan. And you also want to have a great video
yes.
along with it.
So you can study that. We only have 20 seconds left. So make sure you tell our audience how they can reach you, because I'm confident they will want to.
Absolutely. The website is helpmeraisecash.com.
Helpmeraisecash.com. Cherie Warwick wrote the book, Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed. What a treat for our audience. Cherie, thank you so much for being part of the Business Builder Show.
Thank you, Marty.
Presenting the thought leaders of today,
it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom15.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number, 15.com. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom15.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Don't wait for the next repair. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. If your vehicle is less than 12 years old, has less than 130,000 miles, even if it's out of warranty, paying for car repairs can become a thing of the past. Call us right now and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Get protection and no more repair bills. Call 877-239-2005. Again, 877-239-2005. That's 877-239-2005. 877-239-2005.
Presenting the thought leaders of today,
it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. I thought that was a real clinic in terms of helping us create business plans that actually get financed, gave us a lot of great information. Cherie Warwick, what a great job. I'm going to say her website again, and I want to say it at the end of the show. To learn more about her and how she might help you, go to helpmeraisecash.com. Helpmeraisecash.com. Okay, staying in the arena of business and building business plans and connecting it all together. Now we're going to pretend that you're in business or you want to think creatively about being in business. And one of the business leaders that we often talk about is Jeff Bezos, who's with Amazon. And I think everybody knows who Amazon is. They may not know who he is, but he's been in the news a lot lately. And what we found from Business Insider magazine is some quotes that may change the way you think about business. And one thing about Jeff Bezos, he doesn't think small. This dude thinks big. He thinks about literally taking over the world in consumer products.
Well, his views are certainly disruptive to the old guard of business, and he has been successful with those views.
Absolutely, he's been successful. Like one of the things I like, and I know I've read this before, that he starts meetings with some communal reading. In other words, he suggests books for people to read, mm-hmm. and he has them discuss them, and he is a voracious reader, and so he often talks about, you know, the writings and the teachings of others. But he is definitely a disruptor, Carrie, to use that word, and he does things his way. And you know, here's some ideas that may get you thinking about how you do business differently. And the first quote says, "Your margin is my opportunity." Now that takes a little explanation.
Explain away, my son.
That takes a little explanation. Most financials, when you look at your business financials, almost everybody will say, well, what's your profit margin? It's 3%, 10%, 15%, whatever. In most businesses, and you do need to look at that. I don't think you should dismiss any of this. But what he's saying is that he loves it when a competitor focuses on margins as opposed to cash flow. There's a difference. You can be showing profit margins, and if you're not getting paid, and if you don't have cash to continue to grow your business, then that's a problem. We all know that Jeff Bezos is building Amazon, and he's doing it by paying little attention to several financial ratios. He just simply doesn't believe he should run his business based on what outsiders think or what some Wall Street Journal analyst thinks. He just He looks at it in his way. And cash flow, the money that you have to go into new markets, to investigate using drones to deliver products, all these crazy things that he's doing. A lot of these are all quotes. So here's another quote from Jeff Bezos of Amazon. And again, these do need some explanation. Here's his quote. "The balance of power is shifting toward consumers and away from companies. The right way to respond to this, if you are a company, is to put the vast majority of your energy, attention, and dollars into building a great product or service and put a smaller amount into shouting about it or marketing it." So what's the essence of that?
Well, this concept I really grabbed hold of. The first one, my head's still spinning. But what he's saying in essence is you have to devote so much more time to products and services, because in this era, we have moved away from the buyer being, or the buyer is in total control. The seller, it used to be a seller's market. Now, because the buyer has so much information at his fingertips due to the internet, they can source and resource and find 15 prices and the service levels behind it before they ever even look at your offering.
So a consumer can research just about anything. And so what Jeff is saying, just be so good at what you do that they can't ignore you. Whether you're selling something online, you're really, basically what he's doing, it's word of mouth. I mean, everybody is just saying, social media and otherwise, that just be so good. Don't spend millions of dollars promoting a product or a service that may not be that good.
I was just going to say, if the product is crap and you can market it as much as you want to, you're still not going to get any, you're not gonna make any money.
Those late night TV commercials, or as a kid, you saw something and you thought, well, I have to have that, and then you get it, and it's a piece of crap.
And then you tell your friends and they stop buying.
Just stop buying. And your friends will say, don't buy it. It's junk.
That's exactly the point, Tom. And you'll tell your friends not to. And those products eventually will go away. So he's saying, you know, really focus on being so good that they can't ignore you. Amazon.com is good.
Yeah.
They get it done. Here's another quote. If you double the number of experiments you do per year, you're going to double your inventiveness. That's all about innovation. That's all about trying something that maybe you're not comfortable with. Ties in nicely with his next quote. It says, if you decide that you're going to do only the things you know are going to work, you're going to leave a lot of opportunity on the table. If you overanalyze, feel guaranteed that something is going to work, you're leaving a lot of opportunities on the table. Even writing a business plan, it doesn't necessarily have all the answers. It has to have the answers that the investor needs or wants to make a great decision. So the idea is, you know, get going. I think we talked about that in the previous show, Tom, where we talked about the simple fact is if you want to do something, you got to get going. So you can't be 100% sure of anything. Was Henry Ford positive the Model T was going to work?
No, he had a good gut feeling.
Did Apple think that the iPod was absolutely going to work?
Again, no.
Nope. They were creating something that people didn't even know they needed or wanted. The difference with Jeff Bezos as opposed to an Apple is Jeff Bezos says consumers want something.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to create something. He's saying consumers want something. They want it faster. They want it more available. They want whatever they want. He's identifying those and then putting in all the operations, all the warehouses, all the same-day deliveries, whatever it takes to get that done.
It's kind of like what we talked about in the opening segment. He detects what the consumer wants and then invents what will fulfill their needs.
And that's exactly what he does. I guess that's creative because he studies and he learns. But again, there's a difference between, you know, what he's doing and what companies like Apple are doing. Am I making sense with that, Tom?
Yep.
Because Apple is coming with stuff that you didn't know you needed or wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden you have this incredible smartphone. You didn't know you needed that. So this is good stuff. He also talks about sometimes you have to be misunderstood if you're going to innovate. It means you may be going against the grain. Talks about being frugal.
This one is unbelievable.
Bootstrapping. Well, I love this because this is really good. If we sit around as business owners thinking that when we have lots of cash that it's good, well, it might be as long as you're thinking about going out of business. But if you want to stay in business, you know, being frugal about certain parts of your business will keep you alive, will keep you strong.
It's keep really, the creativity really going.
Keeps your creativity going. And the last point, we've already talked about, I don't have to read it, is he does say that your fact-based decisions, as opposed to emotions, are what rule how you do business, especially in the world that he is operating. You have to have facts to drive your business. And, wow, the great quotes. And this is from the Business Insider, Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com. Need to wrap up already, so thank you for being part of the Business Builder Show. We appreciate you taking time to be with us, Carrie and Tom. As always, thanks for your help and support here in the studio. And a special thank you to Cherie Warwick for giving our entrepreneurs some valuable advice on how to create a business plan that will actually get funded. And that word actually is important because a lot of people do business plans that really aren't very good. You check out her site. It is helpmeraisecash.com. Helpmeraisecash.com. Our guest next week will be determined. A little surprise again, because we have a couple of options. We want to make sure that we are delivering something timely. I promise you it will be something that will help you build your business and your career. All our shows are archived at businessbuildersglobal.com. That's businessbuildersglobal.com. We do our best on the Business Builder Show so you can do your best. I'm Marty Wolf. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3108. That's 1-800-352-3108. Again, 1-800-352-3108.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification require. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing and other restrictions apply.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Only Dish brings you the best in entertainment for less than $20 a month. Cut the cable and don't get directed. Switch to Dish because at just $19.99, Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. It's so simple. The same channels cost less with Dish. So since you can't see the difference, don't pay the difference. Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Get premium movie channels free for 3 months, starting at just $19.99. Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. Call now to save with Dish. Dial 1-877-312-6739. That's 1-877-312-6739. The same channels for less than $20 a month. Dish. Call 1-877-312-6739 for details.